Katy Country 94 weather.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock, exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids, transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis, with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 72. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49. Tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, high of 76. Upper 70s. Wednesday, cooler. Thursday, with highs in the low 70s and showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 64.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Farm and food policy go hand in hand, so current discussions leading to the next U.S. farm bill is likely to affect the availability of food, said Kansas State University agricultural policy specialist Jenny Eift. Food stamps began during the Great Depression based on shared policy objectives of increasing farm income and decreasing hunger in both rural and urban areas. Now that program is called SNAP. 10% of Kansas households experience food insecurity. The effects of food insecurity can cause health complications, especially in growth and development of children. SNAP Ed works to give everyone nutrition education and make sure they get the most out of food and assistance programs. Nutrition programs are predicted to make up 84% of farm bill spending because of the large role food assistance programs play in the broader social safety net. SNAP Ed works to help people eligible for assistance programs lead healthier lives within a limited budget. We also initiate and support policy system environmental work designed to promote healthy behavior and decisions in Kansas communities. SNAP has more than 50 million participants nationwide, most of whom are children or elderly and disabled. And IFT explains that the majority of policy debates are about the 10% of SNAP participants in the able-bodied without dependents category. The budget for both food programs and farms increased in the last 5 years, but nutrition increased more. That was a topic of debate, as well as increasing the budget for SNAP. According to IFT, the SNAP budget was increased administratively by the USDA in the last 5 years, bringing to question who gets to make those changes and ultimately adding to the farm bill debate. With more than 94,000 households receiving SNAP benefits, SNAP Ed works to improve health outcomes and SNAP participants and communities. It's really important that we work together on this farm bill, because without SNAP, there is no SNAP education. Have a couple job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is hiring a full-time position for a welder in materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they are willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee paid health insurance. Apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or you can call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more, and they're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie, 738-0763, or you can email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. I checked them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday. Breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, and scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and post-improvement projects. And if you want to swing dance, there is a swing dance class on Wednesday nights in September from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Beloit City Municipal Building. Cost is $10 per couple. And if you're interested, contact Terry Bailey at 427-6507. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Howard caught well inside field goal range. Maybe a touchdown. Brooks, did he? Yes! Touchdown, K-State!
That score came right before halftime, putting K-State up 21-10 after Troy had started gaining some momentum. K-State goes on to win. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look back at KU's win on Friday night, the rest of the Big 12, and Colorado and Nebraska playing on Saturday. Also, a recap of local sports over the weekend. The NFL on Sunday, the Royals finishing out a series of the Blue Jays. U.S. Open champs were crowned, and NASCAR was in Kansas Sunday as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Highlights from high school volleyball on Saturday. The Beloit Lady Trojans going 5-0 at the Southeast of Saline Tournament, 3-0 in pool play with wins over Smoky Valley, Concordia, and Hillsboro. They beat Southeast in 2 in the semis and won the championship over Circle in 3. Beloit now 12-2 on the season. Concordia went 1-4 on the day. St. John's Tipton finished 2nd at Clifton Clyde in the Northern Plains League Twin Valley League Challenge. And they went 2-1 in pool play before winning in the semis over Lynn, but losing to the host Clifton Clyde in the championship. St. John's Tipton now 8-2 on the season. Lincoln went 3-2. They finished 5th. Underridge was 1-4 in 6th place. Southern Cloud 0-4. Sylvan Lucas Tournament, the Lady Mustangs went 4-2 and finished 3rd place. Lakeside went 3-3 and finished 4th. Also, Rock Hills, a 4th place finish at the Tescott Tournament. All the scores from this weekend's volleyball can be found at ncksports.com. You can also find results from the Wamego Cross Country Invitational. The best area finish, Hannah Bridwell of Concordia, 5th place in the 3218 girls race. Again, all those results are posted at ncksports.com. Well, I started at the beginning of this sportscast, the 15th-ranked K-State football team picking up a win over Troy 42-13 Saturday to move to 2-0 on the season, snapping a 12-game winning streak for the Trojans dating back to last season. K-State jumped down to a 14-0 lead 44 seconds into the second quarter with a touchdown pass by Will Howard to Jaden Jackson and a touchdown run by Phillip Brooks. Momentum shifted to Troy. They got within 14-10, but with just 10 seconds left in the first half, Howard found Brooks for the 39-yard touchdown you heard earlier for the 21-10 halftime lead. That was what K-State needed. They outscored Troy 21-3 in the second half. Howard with 2 touchdown runs and a touchdown pass to Sean Ward in the second half. K-State coach Chris Kleiman revisited that final drive and score of the first half that started with a sack.
We didn't have any momentum going, and they're getting the ball to start the second half, and that's trusting Will Howard, honestly. I wanted to call the timeout. I thought CK made a great call to run him to get into a manageable situation so that we could. If it was 3rd and 12, it would have been a different story, but I think we had a 3rd and short that we were able to complete the ball to Phil. But that was huge, and we needed to get points.
Howard finished 21 of 32 for 250 yards, 3 touchdowns for K-State with 2 wins at home to open the season. They head to Missouri this Saturday to finish their non-con schedule. Kansas played their 2nd straight Friday night game and came away with a 34-23 win over Illinois at Memorial Stadium. Jalen Daniels made his first start of the season after sitting out the opener with a back issue. He got off to a hot start, throwing touchdown passes to Torrey Lachlan and Jared Casey for the first quarter lead for KU of 14-0. They led 21-0, 28-7 at half, extended their lead to 34-7 in the third. Illinois took advantage of turnovers, getting within 11, but KU finished things off in the end. Daniels 21 of 29 for 277 yards. Coach Lance Leipold assessed his performance.
I thought he played extremely well. 1 or 2 plays in the second half. I think he got maybe a little tired and because he hasn't done as much as you would have liked during the month of August, but all in all, I think he showed tonight that he's a pretty special quarterback.
KU's now 2-0 on the season as they'll head to Nevada for their first Saturday game of the season to finish out their non-con this weekend. Elsewhere in the Big 12 Saturday, number 11 Texas had the marquee win of the day, beating number 3 Alabama 34-24 in Tuscaloosa. Number 12 Utah won 20-13 at Baylor. Texas Tech fell 38-30 at home to number 13 Oregon. 18th ranked Oklahoma beat SMU 28-11, and Oklahoma State winning 27-15 at Arizona State. Full scores from the weekend can be found at Big12Sports.com. Saturday in Boulder, number 22, Colorado, picking up a 36-14 win over Nebraska to move to 2-0. The Buffs quarterback, Shadier Sanders, threw for 393 yards and two scores. On the other side, Jeff Sims threw for just 106 yards with an interception as Nebraska dropped to 0-2. NFL opening weekend, the Chiefs didn't play Sunday as they opened their season on Thursday with that 21-20 loss to the Lions. Other scores in the AFC West, the Raiders win 17-16 over the Broncos in Denver, while the Chargers lost their opener to the Dolphins 36-34. The nightcap last night, the Cowboys shutting out the Giants 40-0 in New York. Monday Night Football tonight, the Bills and Jets at 7:15 on ESPN. For a full look at the scores from the NFL, go to NFL.com.
And a fly ball to right center field. Kiermaier is there, and the Blue Jays take the game.
Toronto beat the Royals 5-2 on Sunday, finishing off a three-game sweep over the weekend and handing Kansas City their 100th loss of the season. For more on the game, you can visit Royals.com. The Royals are 44-100. They're headed back to the States to start a three-game series with the White Sox at 6:40 tonight in Chicago. In tennis, American Coco Gauff had to come from behind after losing the first set 6-2 to Aryna Sabalenka on Saturday, but she recovered to win the next two sets 6-3 and 6-2, becoming the first American to win the U.S. Open since Sloane Stephens in 2017. Gauff on her first ever Grand Slam win.
I feel like I'm a little bit in shock in this moment. You know, that French Open loss was a heartbreak for me, but I realized, you know, God puts you through tribulations and trials, and this makes this moment even more sweeter than I can imagine.
The men's final was held on Sunday.
Game, set, match, Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic reclaims his crown in New York and reaches his 24th major championship.
Djokovic matched Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam titles in all of men's and women's tennis as he won Sunday's final in straight sets over Daniil Medvedev. For much more, visit usopen.org. Finally, in sports, in NASCAR on Sunday, Tyler Reddick went three wide to take the lead in the final lap of OT to win the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway. Reddick joins last week's winner Kyle Larson, locking a spot in the round of 12 of the NASCAR playoffs. The final race of the round of 16 will be at Bristol this Saturday night. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 to the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.